Oh, Alistair.
James.
It's breaking the law time again.
Breaking the law.
Yeah.
Ow, I hurt a nail there.
Oh, no.
I whipped my hand against the desk as I said it.
Ooh.
Still pretty edgy.
It is very edgy, as is right at this new strand, breaking the law.
We got a good reception for the last outing for breaking the law.
Yeah. Well, we're trying to keep our fingers on the pulse if they're not been smashed against tables.
And that pulse is dead because it's a ghost.
Exactly how it works.
A ghost's pulse.
Once again, people have been inundating me with links to a Guardian article.
Are the post bags full, James?
Yes, the post bags, DMs, are full. Have one or two messages in.
Will a prize be winging its way to the people who DM'd you?
Nope.
No, that will not happen.
Not allowed to give prizes anymore, even though we're not regulated by Ofcom. We're still following that rule.
Yeah, there's a great rule.
Alistair, it's your friend of mine, Raven Sir Odd, is back in the news.
Or in the news, to put that another way.
He's in the news for the first time, yes.
Yeah, everybody else is reading about it for the first time, and the law folk can be like, oh, this old story.
Yorkshire's Atlantis, I think you'll find. Yes, I'm well aware.
Mm-hmm.
I did see some great snarky comments from law folk, like the article refers to the inhabitants of Raven Sir Odd as like merchants. It's like, well, I think you'll find they were pirates.
Yeah.
I think that's ours, and more realistically, your fault that people think they're pirates, because we covered the story of Raven Sir Odd, aka Yorkshire's Atlantis, yep. Didn't we?
Yorkshire's pirate Atlantis. Yes, we did. I think what they did was they forced people to land there and trade with them under their terms.
Right.
Is that piracy? Yes.
Well, I guess so.
Look, they were pirates. I'm not worried about offending the people of Raven Sir Odd.
Really?
Yorkshire's Atlantis. No, I'm not. Yeah. Cancel me.
If it was possible to offend those people of Raven Sir Odd, that would mean that they'd survived being submerged for 800 to 900 years.
In which case I wouldn't really want to get on the wrong side of them.
Yeah, I would say you probably want to... You don't necessarily want to butter them up, but you don't want to... What's the opposite of butter someone up? Margarine someone down?
Scour them of butter.
Debutterize.
No, you wouldn't want to. I enjoyed the Guardian article because of the main character of the Guardian article, Daniel Parsons, Professor of Sedimentology.
Yeah?
Is there a Professor of Sedimentology on the plane?
Oh, no, I'm just a normal medical doctor.
Get out of here, you hack. What I particularly like about it is basically it's the story of a man who set out to find Raven Sir Odd and did a 10-hectare search and didn't find it, but is really confident that he will find it next time.
Yeah, because he heard about it off some lobster farmers.
What it actually says is, given the stories we've had from the folks on the lobster vessels, I'm pretty confident we will find something. And I haven't checked, but I think this is people who catch lobsters and not vessels that are manned by lobsters.
Yeah, or vessels that are giant lobsters.
Yeah, because the lobster community in Yorkshire is quite...
Very insular, aren't
there's
they?
There's a lot of tension there.
Actually, you know what? We're getting to a point where we could be offending the current population of Raven Sir Odd.
Lobsters.
They could be lobster folk.
They could be lobster folk, yeah.
And now come at you. Giving it all that.
Are you making a snipping gesture with your hands?
Clippy-clippy hand gesture. So that's breaking?
Yeah, it's breaking like a wave against a groin. It is just like the real news.
Mm. I've got another breaking bit
Part
of news.
Oh, hold on, I just realised I've got my window open. Excuse me a moment.
So people are getting a free preview.
Sorry, I just heard the banter cops coming to take us away.
Bants, bants is the sound of the Bants police.
Clack, clack, sound of the lobster police on Raven Sir Odd.
They'd know how to bind you as well, wouldn't they? They've got some experience with that.
Yeah, and they've got the little portable jails.
Yes, they do.
The lobster pots. I don't think they call them little portable jails. The people who work the lobster boats. Yeah. Get all the little portable jails aboard.
Just a little lobster there chalking off on a piece of coral how many days it's been inside.
Let's do another story.
I've got some actual breaking law news. Ooh. In Japan, I'm sure everyone has heard about this. The headline is Japan's killing stone splits in two, releasing superstitions amid the sulfur springs.
That is a very creative headline.
It is, isn't it?
Good work, that sub-editor. I don't know who was responsible. Possibly the journalist, Justin McCurry.
Yes.
Which is probably where you would want a naan bread or a paratha.
Justin McCurry.
Justin McCurry.
Good point.
Sorry, Justin.
So what has happened is, in the past, in around 1100 and something Western years, the Emperor Toba was the victim of an assassination attempt by a woman called Tamamo no Mai. She was, in fact, a shape-shifting nine-tailed fox in the format of a woman.
Right.
Have you heard of the Japanese yokai Kitsune?
No.
They apparently gain tails during their life, these trickster fox spirits.
Right, so the more tails they have, the more...
The older they are, the wiser they are.
It's like with duck's beaks and STIs. Like the darker a duck's beak is...
Oh, I thought you said how many beaks they had.
That would be awful.
The older and wiser they are.
Like an accurate biblical portrait of a duck, just all beaks.
Just all the way up, like fanning out over, like some sort of mirror effect.
Yeah, like an endless recursive quack.
What was that about STIs?
So the yellower a duck's beak is, the healthier it is.
Oh,
whereas
okay.
When they get STIs, their beaks go dark.
I thought you were saying it's like ducks, they get more beaks as they get older. And well, the older and wiser you are, the more STIs you have. Yeah, so can you think of a fox that's got more than one tail from popular culture?
Yes, I can.
Yes.
Miles tails per hour.
Yes, quote marks tails, end of quote marks. Prower. Yeah, so they are a sort of trickster god who was evidently employed by an enemy of the emperor to pretend to be a beautiful woman and carry out this assassination attempt. Emperor got wind of it, not sure exactly how, maybe looked down and the feet were fox's feet.
Yeah.
Or she made a yowling noise at night time.
You can tell from the shape of their droppings.
Yes.
You know, if it tapers to a point, that's fox. Rather than a local dog.
And difference between human?
Smaller.
In the garden?
And in the garden, usually, yeah.
So this particular one was killed or trapped in a stone, which was said to release poisonous gases. But what has happened now is that stone split in two.
Shattered?
Yeah.
Broken asunder?
Yeah. It is cleft. It's near Mount Nasu. There are hot springs which are giving off a lot of sulfuric smells.
Ah, right, yeah.
Which
that
might,
explains the poison gas, I think.
The poison gas thing. So it's actually quite a deadly area, but this rock has, yeah, totally split in two. And they think...
Who's they?
That the demon spirit...
Local authorities.
...may be resurrected after 1,000 years. Or it could be rainwater has seeped in and then frozen and cracked.
Hmm.
Masaharu Sugawara, the head of a local volunteer guide group, is quoted as saying it was a shame that the stone had split.
I like the word. The quote in the Guardian article is just the word shame.
Yeah.
In quotes. He doesn't seem exceptionally loquacious for the head of a local volunteer guide group. What do you think of it? Shame.
Yeah.
Just one word. Rock. That was the tour previously. And then he just points and says, shame.
Shame. For shame.
Shame.
Yeah. So once again, this was an elaborate advert for a live stream again.
It was.
We're doing a live stream.
That's tonight.
That is tonight.
Thursday, the 24th of March.
8:30 p.m.
Greenwich means time.
Greenwich means time.
Think Greenwich, think time.
Oh, this is good. So join us on youtube.com/lawmenpodcast.
Or twitch.tv/lawmenpod. Have you got a story planned for me, James?
Oh, big time.
Yeah.
Yeah, I went to Norfolk.
Yeah.
I'd made a field report trying to find that blooming Peddler of Swaffham sign. Twist is, I find it and I'm still annoyed.
Just, yeah, like all the greatest stories, you know, we completed the journey, but in a sense, nothing has changed.
Basically, it's a sort of a YouTube format Moby Dick. There's a whole 5 minutes where I talk about whale penises. Where I get whale penises wrong.